Christmas morning. We had been, we had a lot of shelling and everything after the 22nd for a couple of days there. And then we were coming down a road, and single, like single file on each side of the road.
Yeah.
And it was early, like 6 o'clock in the morning. It was just getting light or something, you know, because really didn't get too light till about 8 o'clock or so, till the fog cleared. And we were coming, the company, this was my company, I don't know about everybody else, but we, you know, in those days, all you knew was what went on in your own group, and unless someone told you otherwise. And we were going along this road when something started shooting, and all these tanks were coming in through the fog. There were about 5 or 6 tanks, maybe 7, we don't know, but I don't remember. But Captain Cody had said to everybody, we were out, we were like sitting ducks on a road, and that was, like he said, the tanks were road bound usually. So anyway, we went up, he ordered us up the side of this little, it was like a little field, you know, with a little hill, and at the end was a forest, and the forest, he said, go along the perimeter, line up along the perimeter of the forest, and the idea is so you're not silhouetted against the snow completely. And we just were in a long line, more or less, of guys set up. And all we had was the weapons we were carrying. We didn't have anything heavy. But these tanks came up and started firing. And at the time, what happened, I guess, we didn't know there was infantry on top. But they apparently had a bunch of infantry guys riding all the tanks. So when they started firing, they said, fire at the flashes, because this, you know, ground fog early in the morning. You can see it here in the morning mists. You can't see anything for sometimes 40, 50 feet. And then they were firing, and we were firing. We just kept shooting back and forth. It seemed like everybody was firing at once. And there were lots of flashes. You'd fire at flashes. And when it finally cleared around 8 o'clock, it was over. It was like an hour and a half, 2 hours. But when the thing cleared, when it finally cleared where you could, by 8 o'clock, usually the ground fogs rose up a little bit, and you could see and everything. There were good 100 Germans, at least 60 of them were dead in that area, about an amount of those. These must have been the guys riding the tanks and whatnot. And two of the tanks had gotten knocked out. Somebody knocked it out with a bazooka, one of them. Then the rest turned away to go down the roads, and that's when we found that the tank destroyers were in the woods. Two of them that hadn't done anything previous, because I guess they couldn't get a shot at it. But once the tanks turned abreast, because they would, the tanks would have knocked them right out if they knew they were there. Once they turned sideways, these guys opened up and knocked out a couple more, and then two of them went on down the road. But what a mess that was.
One tank was captured.
One of those tanks later, they was captured in the town further. I'm not sure what town it was. It was the next little, like the group, like you said, hopefully one of these. It could have been any one of those.
So this was Christmas morning?
Yeah, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
There was snow on the ground.
Oh, snow.
Oh, there was a lot of snow.
Yes, very cold.
It snowed all the time.
I recall going on the patrol over a field down that hill into a wooded area in the evening, and
that was a Champs area. We were in a Champs area. There was more fields than hilly.
We were observing the German tanks and artillery that was lined up in back of Foy on the other side, and we were sent on patrol. Went out on patrol with an officer that hadn't been in combat before, and two other guys that hadn't been. Nobody would volunteer for the patrol. Somebody go out. Finally, this officer had to take, so he was told to take the patrol out, take three other guys. And finally, I said, okay, I'll go with you. I figured a guy, he didn't know where he was. He just got into combat, and these other two guys volunteered too. Oh, we'll get back. We crawled through that much snow. We were practically on the ground. He just to see us snuggling through that goddamn snow until we got to the woods. And they were firing shells up at us up on top of the hill. We were out of there. We waited till evening, you know, at nighttime to come back up that ditch. And I remember when you say the fog lifted about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. It lifted by 8 o'clock. It was foggy. It took that much time to warm up the
area.
Yeah,
well, the lower areas the fog would rise and hang on the mountains, sort of, on the hillside.
Do you recall the planes coming in and strafing those?
I didn't say it was lifted entirely. Oh, I got strafed. At one point, we were walking down a road, we were strafed by something. Yeah, we didn't know that at the time. Well, I thought they were German.
I remember the woods in front of us, and we called for aircraft support. And the planes would scrape the woods in front of us.
Funny part was they didn't know the difference between the Americans and the Germans. And we had no identifying thing. Like in Holland, we had those yellow...
That's true. A number of guys were being scraped. But when they would come out, they knocked the hell out of German tanks. When that fog lifted, the Germans were in trouble. When the fog settled, we were in trouble.
See, but the fog was intermittent.
Yes,
it would rise, and then it would dissipate, but it would be up a little higher on the hillside.
There were times when the sun came out. I remember when the sun came out.
Well, that was after January 26th. That was there with the first resupply. Then it started getting, the weather got a little better as far as light. But then the fighting got worse.
It would,
you remember?
Well, I wasn't there then. I came back. But
you mean you came back?
I got wounded and I had trench feet. Oh. And I was sent back. But the guys went from there to Hagenau.
I don't know. He had socks in his helmet, so his head didn't get trenched.
Oh, that's what it was.
But your feet got hit by a trench.
Oh, it isn't funny either. They would have cut my toes off.
They did it.
They were thinking.